You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Letting go, it can actually be really hard. Hi, I'm Heather here at the Sound of Life. My kids are 20, 18, and 16, and they're experiencing a lot more things without me. And I love that they come home and they tell me all about it and they share everything, but they're still experiencing those things separated from me. And that isn't how it is when you have littles, right? Almost everything that they experience, you are there for it in some way, shape, or form. Not school, but, you know, things. And my boys especially were gone yesterday to a youth group gathering, and they were gone pretty much all day. And I just realized that part of that letting go is becoming more comfortable with the fact that their experiences are a lot more separated from me. And that's actually hard.
The Sound of Life.
There are times your pastor drops a truth bomb and you're like, whoa. That happened over this last weekend to me. He said, are you a thermometer for a room? Or are you a thermostat? And pretty much like spiritually, this is what this is speaking about. You walk into a room. Are you reading the spiritual temperature of the room? That would be a thermometer. Or are you setting the spiritual temperature for that room? That would be a thermostat. I was like, oh, that is so good. Like being mindful in those situations that maybe there needs to be more spiritual stuff talked about. Just being open to that and God's leading. Pretty cool.
Listener supported, The Sound of Life.
Don't be deceived. Great marriages, great families, they take a lot of hard work. I think social media sometimes, our culture kind of shows us that, wow, there's people in our world and our community that have it all together and we don't. That's actually not the case. That if you see somebody and you think they have a good marriage or they have a good family, it actually takes a lot of work, a lot of prayer, a lot of sacrifice. And I don't want to live in a place where I'm like, oh, everybody else has it together and I don't, because that's not true. All those things are hard for everybody.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
There may be some lies that you've been told that you believe to be truth. That's me. I am realizing that throughout my whole life, I have believed lies as truth, and they're not. And I'm glad that God keeps bringing this up for me, because sometimes those lies are so rooted in me that they feel like they're truth, but they're not. There are certain things that God has for us, that he wants for us, and we need to hold on to that truth no matter what someone else has told us.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The Sound of Life.
There are these little reminders that God gives me, and I need them. God is really good at being God, and I am not. I would like to think that I'm in control and charge, and I know what's best in every situation, but that's just not the case. And God was talking to me this morning about that like I can trust him, that he's a good God, and that he's really good at being in charge of everything.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
You might be a fixer. You might be the type of person that just wants to make sure that everybody's okay. It's not a bad thing. But you can't do that all the time. I feel like God's telling me I need to back off about some stuff. And that's super hard for me. I think it has to do with my kids. They're 20, 18, and 16. And I just need to give them some space about some stuff. And that is not easy for me, because if they're struggling or if they're not or whatever they're doing, I want to be a part of it. And as they get older, I have to pull back even a little bit more. And I got to trust God a lot more with those guys that I love.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
If you have kids in your life, you probably want to give them good gifts. God reminded me of that this morning in my time with him. I forget that God is wanting to bless me, to give me good things. Not because he doesn't. He does. But it's because I just don't think that way. And I thought about Matthew 7:11, where Jesus talks about the fact that we are evil, but we want to give good gifts to our kids. But then how much more is our good God? And how much more does he want to give us good gifts? And I'm like, mind blown, right? Sometimes those good gifts come through difficult situations or hard learning opportunities. I totally understand that. But the mindset of God always has good for me. I need to remember that.
The sound of life.
I needed this reminder today. Maybe you do too. Relationships are hard. They're hard for everybody. Good relationships take a lot of work, a lot of effort, and a lot of sacrifices. And I think a lot of times I forget that. And I want to have good relationships, but sometimes I don't want to work really hard. And then what is the fruit of that? Well, it's not very good. So focusing on continuing to work hard with the people that I love in those relationships, super important to me.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The sound of life.
Without even realizing it, you may communicate some things that you don't want to. One of the ways that I communicate is through my face, and I don't even realize it, but people are always like, why are you mad? And I'm like, no, I'm not mad. I just, that's my face. Or sometimes in the way I say things or the way that I act, I'm actually communicating things. I want to be intentional about how I treat other people, how I speak to them. I can't always fix my face, even though I try, but it's really important that I think about what am I communicating today.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.